You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
In Madison, the art of tattooing has a long and vibrant history, and few studios have contributed to that culture as consistently as Ultimate Arts Tattoo. Founded in 1988, the shop is known for original artwork, award-winning artists, and a reputation that attracts clients from across the country, even internationally. It's Madison's best place in town to get poked, and tonight, founder and an award-winning tattoo artist, Stripe, joins us in the studio. Stripe, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, hello, how are you?
Good, man. Good to see you here again.
I got
to
throw out one correction for you. I'm not actually the founder.
You're not the founder?
I believe I'm the third owner.
You're the third owner.
Yeah, the studio started back in like 1998 or 99. I was still in high school back then. I didn't get into Ultimate Arts until 94 as an apprentice.
Oh, wow.
And then I worked up to the manager, and then I worked up to, I'm buying the place. I'm sick of this. So, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, honestly, I didn't know all that much history. I found on the internet that it said it started in 1988.
Yes, that was... a husband and wife were running it at one time, and then it just kind of bounced up to me.
Wow, where was that location?
I think the first location was right by East High School, very short time. And then after that, it was on Atwood Avenue. Oh, I can't remember the name of the bar that's there right now, but I think it's the Harmony.
Oh, really?
Like, right, yeah, the second half of the Harmony is where the original main Ultimate Arts was for a few years.
I actually remember that now. Yeah. I didn't realize that was in Ultimate Arts.
Yeah.
Well, you know, at your home, your fur baby doesn't have any fur.
Oh, I got one of them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
But I know that you have one that is just skin, right?
Yeah, I got a... you were doing some research. Yeah, I got a black and white Argentine tagu, which oddly doesn't have scales.
Really?
It feels like leather with... native beads on it.
And it's black?
It's black and white's its main color, but then as
before it
sheds, it kind of changes. Yeah, they're gorgeous. And she's about, almost 4 feet long.
Wow.
She's a good pet. They call them the puppies of lizards. It'll sit on your lap. It'll hang out. It just wanders the house from time to time. And it's got a big enclosure that it hangs out at. But it's a pretty fun.
How big is your enclosure?
About the size of two refrigerators.
Wow.
It's pretty big.
Oh my goodness. What does that kind of thing eat?
Rodents to its favorite's eggs. It likes a medium to soft boiled egg.
It makes omelets. It
very happy. Protein.
Yes.
Stripe, before we get to Ultimate Arts again, tell us a bit of your backstory. I mean, how did you get started as a tattoo artist?
Oh, a tattooing story was a little funny. I was a chef. I went to cooking school and art school at the same time.
Okay.
And my goal was I wanted to do food art. I wanted to do ice sculptures, wedding cakes. I wanted to do like photographs that were in gourmet magazine or in advertisements.
Yeah.
So I wanted to prep those gorgeous plates and do these neat things. Unfortunately, that was back in the early 90s. I really couldn't find a job doing it. So this tattoo thing came up. And I wasn't really big into tattoos, but... I saw where something was happening. I looked at this tattoo magazine and I was like, oh, this is like real art. There's these people, especially down in the Chicago area, that were doing these really nice actual, more like paintings than they were tattoos. The days of the old traditional sailor theory was going to die. And they were like painters and wonderful graphic artists doing great work. And I'm like, oh, I could be in the beginning of this. And so with the limited art school experience that I had, and I charged into it head first, and I got to ride this wave of artwork blowing up.
Wow.
And it was really cool. I can't complain about that projection.
What was your parents' role in kind of your artistic in your food? Were they supportive of you being an artist?
Slightly. Both of them, when it came to tattooing, they were like, find a real job. They weren't that into it. But my dad owned an advertising art studio. So they did the pre-press preparation for stuff. So I grew up sitting on light tables and using razor blades to cut colors out and playing with CMYK combinations and doing color separation. So all that
the old days.
Yeah. And pre-press, there was no scanners.
No digital, right?
No. Yeah. So they did all that stuff by hand. And I sat there with all these people that had graphic arts degrees doing this tedious, monotonous stuff. So I knew I didn't want to be in that part of the art world. So that definitely taught me that much.
Well, were you artistic as a kid then?
I drew most of my life. It was just kind of always the thing. I was the doodler in class that got yelled at all the time. But my comprehension while doodling was better than if I wasn't. so they let me.
Oh, that's funny. Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. And you're into motorcycles. Harleys?
Oh yeah. Well, CCs? I used to. No, I got a BMW.
Oh,
I'm bougie.
Oh,
it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I got off the Harley thing probably 5 years ago or so. I just got sick of fixing it, and it was a pain in the butt, and I didn't like the world that surrounded it. And I got a very fast, very large BMW now for a whole lot less than I would a Harley. So,
yeah. Wow. Oh, that's very cool. Well, now tell us about Ultimate Arts Tattoo and where you were at, and you've got a new location, and tell us about, you know, why you moved.
Yeah, well, start the story out going back to 2000. That's about when I bought out the former owner, and I wound up almost immediately being evicted from the place we were at. Weird circumstances. It was goofy. So I found this new place, which is the one you've been to, which is that little place over off Commercial
Highway
Avenue.
30.
Yeah. And we moved in there. We were about 24 years. We were rocking along. It's really tiny in a horrible parking lot. Today's full-size pickup trucks couldn't fit in there. It was kind of bad. But we'd, rocked along pretty good. You know, lots of artists, lots of people. And then we ran the big toy drive every year, Tats for Tots. We were bringing 1,000 people in one shot, like, just in a matter of 4 hours, we could have almost 1,500 people roll through that place.
Wow.
And we did a lot of crazy stuff, but then City of Madison's wise wisdom decided they prefer apartment complexes over in that area. And so they pushed for that. And I got a year. They gave me a year's notice that, hey, this is what we're doing.
Yep.
And I went past it on the way here. It's gone.
Yeah.
That's a goner.
It's demolished.
Yeah. So I went on about a 6 month search, and then I found this great landlord that I absolutely been great to us. And we found this good building. Took forever for the city to let us move in there. So I think we were going to move in July, but then it took all the way till November to actually finally get the city's okay. Oh, bureaucracy is not fun.
Well, where is the new location?
And we are now on 2017 South Stoughton Road, which is right by Farm and Fleet. It's across the street and a little bit towards the north from there.
Sure.
It's really neat. It's about double the size, huge parking lot. Pickup trucks can actually park there now.
Yeah.
Which is what everyone's complaint was. So we got you covered. And we ran the first toy drive out there this year, and it was, it's great. Because we have over 100 parking stalls.
Wow, yeah.
And so all these people, we brought so many people through so fast. And, you know, we're running over 1,000 people through in those few hours. And it was pretty spectacular. That was the 3 weeks after we opened.
How many artists do you have doing tattoos in your current location
now? So right now I have, there's 4 of us that are full-time, one guy who's just working his way in, and I have an apprentice too. And then we have an assistant that works there, and I've been interviewing people, and we're probably going to, I might have up to about 7 over the next couple of few.
Wow.
Because it's been growing, and it's getting busy, and we're doing really cool stuff in this large space that's really well lit, and it's bright and fun, and we're having a good time.
Now, you just mentioned Toys for Tots, and Ultimate Arts has always been involved with community events over the years.
Yeah.
Talk about some of your successes and your belief in community engagement.
Absolutely. One of the most important things I think any individual business can do. If you don't give back, you're taking money out of your community. And if you don't put it back in, you're not a good person. You're not a good business. So, I guess some people do tithings of 10%. I'm going to do more than that. And I'm going to make sure that people, I buy jackets for homeless. We do, just regular give outs for that. I have collected a lot of money for cancer. Individuals with cancer, with just about any problem. We did a mental health awareness fundraiser. We helped with a couple weeks ago. We helped out by donating to a guy who's bringing his daughter home from India and just needed the funds to get him back. And so it's as many things as we possibly can to keep giving back to the community. Some of them will be our clients that we're helping. Some of them are just generically who needs help. We're going to be there for it.
Wow.
And if kids that are local need toys, man, I like toys. I like them a lot. You've seen my garage.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But if you don't, I just say shame on you for putting it all in your own pocket and not helping your community grow.
Wow, that's incredible. I really love that. How can we keep up with Ultimate Arts online?
We are like literally everywhere. We got ultimateartstattoo.com. We got a TikTok page, Instagram page, Facebook page, Twitter page, or X or whatever you call it. There's a social media page. We're probably on there. I think the only thing I don't have would be a Pinterest page. That's because I lost my login. Otherwise, I'd be everywhere.
Nice. Is there anything we missed about Ultimate Arts? Got any specials or anything coming up or anything you want to announce? Events?
I don't know. We never do specials, but we have thought of them. We just never get around to it.
It's a we thought about it special. Head into the new location.
Yeah, and then we get so busy. You know, it's fun. I love being busy.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to go over to the new shop and park my big pickup truck in your brand new lot.
Hell yeah.
And bring some Star Wars toys.
Yes. You know I like that.
Stripe, thank you so much for coming down to the studio to chat with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Hey, love you guys. I listen every week. And I love Madison music.
Well, let's get to some Madison music right now. Taylor Sherrick, he plays with the Foo Foo Dolls. And I'm looking. Do we have ladies playing in a place? Oh, we don't have any playing in a place. But, you know, we just had him in last week. And you can get the podcast at civicmedia.us. Just search Max Inc. Radio there. And let's listen to it right now. This is brand new Taylor Sherrick, The Flame. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.